A pioneer of artificial intelligence, he's full steam ahead on AI transforming everything. There's just one problem.
I think that many people actually underestimate the impact of AI on jobs.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The creator of the Google Brain and artificial intelligence engineer Andrew Ng has a new business bringing AI to manufacturing. The new company is called Landing.ai, and it's partnered with the electronics manufacturing giant Foxconn, among others. Ng says the technology has the potential to revitalize manufacturing. But in recent years, he's also been making a much bigger deal about the potential for job loss. I talked to Andrew Ng about his new company and what he's planning.
Our focus has been, for the last few months, has been manufacturing. We've spent a lot of time looking at manufacturing plants. And whereas the IT world has done a great job shaping your digital environment, it's really the manufacturing world that shapes a lot of your physical environment. So I'm excited about implementing a digital transformation on your physical world. So I think we can make that much better. And the revitalization of the manufacturing industry, both in the U.S. and globally, I think will be through AI.
Can you give me an example of the role that AI could play, a specific example of what that will look like in factories?
Here's one example. Today in some factories, there are maybe thousands of people squinting at parts to spot flaws, to spot defects in very small parts. It turns out an AI can do this very reliably. We find often even better than people can. We look at the great AI companies. AI doesn't do just one thing in these companies. They do a ton of things in these companies, and it'll be the same in manufacturing.
Foxconn is a name, of course, that's familiar to a lot of people in conjunction with working conditions. Do you hope that some of this technology can improve conditions for workers in factories?
These new jobs will be different than the previous wave of manufacturing jobs, and they will require new skills. So one of the challenges, I think, is to create these great jobs, good conditions, high-paying jobs. Many people will need training or retraining.
How much is retraining going to be a part of Landing AI?
I think that solving the job impact of AI will require significant private and public efforts. And I think that many people actually underestimate the impact of AI on jobs. Having said that, I think that if we work on it and provide the large-scale training needed, then there will be many new jobs created. And, you know, people often think about AI replacing people, and sometimes that happens, but where AI complements people's work, it actually creates a lot of new jobs, creates a lot of demand. For example, if a automatic visual inspection technology helps spot flaws in manufacturing parts, I think that in some cases, this creates a lot more demand for people to come in to rework or to fix some of the parts that an AI has found to be flawed. So the job story is complex, but even in the cases where AI complements people and actually creates more demand for people work, there will often be new skills needed, which is why I think governments and private companies should think and work seriously on retraining solutions.
It sounds like you're saying it's expensive, though. Whenever someone talks about a public-private partnership, that sort of suggests you can't do it all yourself.
I think that some of these things really need support of government. But over the last few years, the rise of digital content, right? Things like Coursera, you know, Lynda.com, really the rise of massive open online courses, the rise of digital content. I think we now know much better and much more efficient ways to train people than ever before. None of us have the full solution, but Landing.ai, you know, we actually have people dedicated to thinking about this right now.
That was Andrew Ng, artificial intelligence engineer and founder of Landing.ai. He says manufacturing is just the start of that company's ambitions. In a Medium post announcing Landing.ai, Ng said he imagines, quote, an AI-powered society where, he says, every person is freed from repetitive mental drudgery. And, of course, I assume where the government is paying some kind of basic income or retraining for most people, which I have not seen in federal budget proposals. It's a long road. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. And hey, if you've been listening to our podcast, could you leave us a review and let us know how we're doing? Feedback is always welcome. This is APM. As you've been hearing, when it comes to news about the economy, Marketplace has got you covered. And when you donate $10 a month or more to support the work we do, we will send you a gift, a Marketplace umbrella for the rainy season. But of course, the real benefit of giving comes when you listen every day, knowing that you're making it possible for us to help people understand the business behind the technology that's rewiring our lives. It's important work that we're already doing, and with your help, we'll do more of it and reach more people. Become a Marketplace investor today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.